lost. Okay, so now I'm just going to recap, basically summarize the concept of how to read correct, accenting the word correctly. Again, accenting means that we make this letter pronounced longer, a little bit longer than as opposed to the other words. We talked about that in Lashon Kodesh, most of the words, the vast majority of the words are accented, lengthened at the end of the word. It's called Midara. And we said that when you have, like, for example, most Siddurim with Kriya Shema have trup, so you follow where the trup is. Normally you'll see it's the end of the word, and sometimes when it's not, then you follow where the trup is, like you said. And when there's two trups on the same word, like Vahavta, you always follow the second one. Okay? We then mentioned that you have a little vertical line at the end of the sentence. It's called a Sot Pasuk, and that's the place where you're supposed to lengthen. For example, Vavecha or Visharecha have on the Resh or the Vase will have a little vertical line, and that's called a Sot Pasuk. That's called the end of Pasuk. That the trup, that is actually a trup, the sign to show you that's accented. I also mentioned that there's something, and this I said, we're not going to get involved, I just wanted to be aware of it, that there are vertical lines not, besides for the trup on the word, like the word levavcha, the first line of the Krishma there, b'chol levavcha, so the trup is on the chaf, but there's a little vertical line that looks like the soy pasuk, but it's before the trup, and the same word. That, for now, we're going to ignore. It's called a mini trup, it's a secondary lengthening, and, but it's not the Iker accent of the word. You're supposed to lengthen where the trup is. Okay, that was clear, right? Okay, now what I just want to talk about, which could be got mentioned again, but it was already mentioned, but I just want to say that what happens when you're davening where there's no trup? Okay, again, when you have the trup, you follow the trup. When you're davening in the vast majority of a siddur, which does not have the trup there, and some siddurim don't print it for Krishma either, so how do you know where to lengthen the word in that situation? So the answer is as follows. You always emphasize the end of the word. That's not the accurate word. You always accent, you always lengthen the end of the word. So just for example, we have the page 36 open. So on page 36, tap at the page. Shomayim, so start with Zemizeh, V'noisanim, Rishuz Zelazeh, right? So it's not V'noisanim, because as you see the word V'noisanim, we always accent the end. The word Lahakdish, it's not Lahakdish V'yoytzram, but rather Lahakdish V'yoytzram, because you're supposed to emphasize the end. However, the first word of the page on 36 is the word Shomayim. Now, again, we're talking about when there's no trup. When there's no trup, then the little vertical line is coming to show you where the accent is, even not on a soy pasuk. We mentioned two types of vertical lines. We mentioned a vertical line when there's trup at the end of the sentence, called a soy pasuk. We also mentioned a secondary accenting, which we're not going to talk about now so much, right? But however, when there's no trup, so the only thing they do in a sitter will put a little line to show you that you do not emphasize the end of the word, rather the vowel before that. So again, every word in a sitter, when there's no trup, every word will be accented at the end, except for the words that have a little vertical line to show you do it in mela'el. So for example, in this case, you have the word ruach, on the second, benachas ruach. So it's lahakdish liyotzerom, but then it's benachas ruach, because for those that are looking in, you have a little vertical line there showing you that it's Mila'el, that the trup is not at the end, but before the end. Is that understood? Everyone understand that? Anybody have any questions on that?
How do you emphasize the beginning of Ruach?
Ruach. That's how I do it. Just you make the... No, you lengthen the ratio of Ruach, and as opposed to... You don't say Ruach, you say Ruach. Understand? Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Everybody got it? So I guess we'll stop with that then.